Of all the ways you could get leads and grow your email list so you can grow your business, last I counted, I came up with 15 different ways to do that. Today on the show, I'm going to tell you my top three and how you can start using them right away to start to attract people to you and your offers, and I'll see you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business Podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Hey, Cody Burch here. Welcome back to the show, episode 301. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode, episode number 300, featuring my lovely wife, Christy, and her progress and the pivot that she made during the pandemic. So if you haven't yet listened to that, make sure you go back and check that out, where she shares her story of what happened to her in-person boutique event management business when COVID happened. And she had to totally pivot everything to go back to her roots and help people in a different way. So it's really interesting, and I love having her on as always. So I'm Cody Burch. I'm here to help you get more leads and make more sales with your online marketing more confidently so you can avoid having to hire an agency to do that. And on today's episode, I want to chat about ways to generate leads and grow your list. Now, something happened to me recently as I was prepping for my virtual event happening this week on Tuesday, September 22nd. It's called the Mini Course Intensive. And you can still register as long as it's before 9:22, around 9 a.m. Mountain Time. You can go to minicourseintensive.com and grab your ticket. Tickets start at just $49, and it's going to be awesome. Already way more people registered than last time, and it's so fun to see this thing I care so much about continue to grow and grow and grow. I was prepping for the event, and I noticed something as I was adding up all of the leads that I have gotten through my Facebook ad account. So every time I generate leads, I put a specific piece of code in place in the funnel to track when somebody hits a thank you page, therefore becoming a registered person, but therefore becoming a lead in my business. And I just recently crossed over the 10,000 lead mark in my business, which was really awesome. I wasn't really tracking it. There's not a big scoreboard in my office with a big TV with bells going off when we crossed the 10,000 person mark. I just happened to do some research and go, hey, I wonder how many people I've gotten. And it was over 10 grand, which was cool. So been really fun. I've generated lots of leads for myself and for my clients. It's hundreds of thousands. Like, it's over 200,000 leads since 2017, the last 4.5 years, right? And I've got a specific way I go about doing that. And I've done everything, right? I've used virtual events to grow my list. I've used challenges to grow my list. I've used live events to grow my list. I've used webinars. I've used everything. I've tried it all. So you can know what works best. And after all of that guinea pig testing, I found the top three, and I want to share those with you right now. So the third one, number three, is, I need a drum roll. I don't know how to do a drum roll sound effect. But my third favorite way to grow an email list is by offering your target audience a checklist. Now, a checklist is something really useful, right? Of all the things you could do, here's the 10 things I think you should do. So we just recently bought a camper, right? A travel trailer. And when we left the dealership, they handed us, on our way out the door, our brand new travel trailer owner checklist, right? All sorts of hoses and connectors and pressure gauges and maintenance items and different types of silicone oil duster, like all this different stuff, right? To maintain the camper. And it was great because their store sold like 3,000 things. And they said, well, here's the 10 you need before you leave today. It was super helpful. And we can do that in our audience as well. So Christy, my wife, when she was trying to get leads for her new virtual event business, she put together a virtual event checklist saying, hey, if you want to host a virtual event, there's a lot of things you got to do. And I put them all in this handy checklist in order, and they're categorized, and you can just check them off as you go. And people really, 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 really like that. It's simple. It's easy to consume. It's easy for us to make. And it really clarifies what people should be doing. It's kind of like when you see a top 10 article on BuzzFeed, or the top 10 new things to buy on Amazon, or the top 10 things that came to Netflix this month. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Of all the things I could watch on Netflix, this is the curated checklist of what matters, right? And you can just kind of go through the list and check them off and make progress that way. So that's my That's my third favorite way to grow an email list. And now let's talk about my second favorite way. Coming in at number two is a cheat sheet. Now, a cheat sheet takes something complicated and breaks it down into a more palatable form. Think about the last time you bought a complicated piece of technology. Could have been a robot vacuum or an iPhone or an Apple Watch or a Blu-ray player or Xbox or Nintendo Switch or something like that. There's always two things. Number one, a 500-page manual on everything you would ever might need to know about this new piece of technology that you got. And there's also a cheat sheet. They call it typically a quick start guide. It says, hey, plug it in for 30 minutes until this light turns green, and then press this button and then have fun. That's all you need to know. Now, if you want to do some troubleshooting down the road, you can do that, but that's in the manual. It's on page 394. But the cheat sheet is a really useful summary. So if you're in the fitness space and you help people learn more about the keto diet, you could easily make a keto diet cheat sheet. It's not everything you need to know of the history of it and the scientists behind it and the double-blind case studies of people that used it and got results. Just tell them what they need to know. Hey, it's no sugar or grains or what, I don't even know what the keto diet is. I need to download the cheat sheet, right? If you're talking about digital currency and you help people with that, understanding Bitcoin and whatever else people are investing in out there on the internet, maybe you have a digital currency cheat sheet. Here's the introduction. Here's what you need to know. Here's what it is. Here's how to access it. Here's how to keep track of if it's working. And here's how to cash out, right? Like, here's the four things. It's a quick summary. For me and my business, people get really complicated by Facebook pixels. And so I could easily make a Facebook pixel installation cheat sheet, right? Just it's the summary. Here's what it is, a little piece of tracking code that follows people around the internet so we can serve them ads and track what they're doing on our websites, right? Like, that's, I don't know what else there is to say about that, right? But my point is, it takes something complicated and foreign to people and it makes it understandable and implementable. People love it. And now you're probably wondering, well, those are really cool. And I've used both of those, by the way, to get thousands and thousands and thousands of leads for my business and for clients' businesses. But there's one that rises above them all. And I'll tell you what it is in the next segment. And at number one, my absolute favorite thing to be able to provide to people, to attract them to me, to give me their email address so I can help them get results and implement something in their business to move them closer towards their goals, which is exactly what lead generation is all about. My number one favorite thing is a mini course. Now, you might know this because I've been emailing my list about it in the last couple of days, and I'm hosting a virtual event about it very soon. Within a day of you probably hearing this podcast, I'm hosting dozens of entrepreneurs, teaching them the inner workings of why a mini course can work to either use as a lead generator or even if you want to sell it. It's true for all this stuff, by the way. If your checklist is valuable enough, then sell it. Sell it for 10 bucks or whatever. I recommend giving it away so you can grow your list and come across as really generous, but do whatever you'd like for your business and your market and your niche and your expertise. A mini course is amazing because it solves a super specific problem in the lives of people we feel called to serve. So my mini course I released in January of this year, it was called How to Actually Set Up Your Facebook Ad Account. Now, between you and me here, I had to set one up anyways, and it was for my wife, and I started from scratch, and I recorded my screen, and I broke it into bite-sized chunks. Here's how to set up Business Manager. Here's how to add a page. Here's how to create a pixel, and here's where to store it, and here's where to put it. Here's how to make some audiences. Here's how to make a conversion campaign from scratch. And they were all super short videos, very specific, and the goal of the course, or the finish line of the course, was when you're done with this course, it's really short. The videos are 5 minutes each, and there's 8 or 9 videos. I think the whole thing might take you 30 minutes if you watched it all back to back to back. You would have your ad account set up correctly. You'd have your audiences made. You'd have your page set up. You'd have your pixel figured out. You'd have your audiences. It's very, very simple. Probably worth, I don't know, $300. And I just gave it away for free. And thousands of people downloaded that course or took that course or opted in for that course. It was awesome. I'm not actively promoting it right now, but people still love it. And I let people know, hey, if you want to work with me or you want me to run your ads, you got to go through this course first because I don't have time to mess with your ad account if it's not set up in a compliant way, okay? So that's what my mini course was. Now, how I've gotten huge ROI for clients, 3-to-1, 10-to-1, 20-to-1, I think 50-to-1 was one of the biggest campaigns we ran. That was the email I sent out this over the weekend, was a time where we spent $1 and made about $50. It was 49.88-to-1. on this specific part of this campaign that leveraged a mini course to grow a big list of people that had a problem that we could help them with that was a part of the entire solution. And then we sold them the entire solution, if that makes sense. So really tactically, we would teach them how to, let's say, set up their Facebook pixel. I'm just making this up. And the Facebook pixel mini course, by the time it's done, I'd say, hey, I've got this whole course on ads. It's $1,000. It's how to write your ads. It's how to scale your ads, how to keep track of your ads. All that stuff, right? And that's $1,000. That's an example of what we did with the mini course with these private clients. They got these huge returns. And I've done it almost 20 times. I kind of have lost track of the screenshots and stuff over the years, but about six to 10 times a year, my clients will run a mini course as the promotion, as a free promotion into selling typically an $800 to $1,200 course. And it just kind of works like clockwork. So I love a mini course because it builds our authority. It builds our trust in us. They get to typically watch us on video teaching them something important, right? And it gets them a result because people can pay for what they implement. Sorry, people will only pay for what they can implement, right? So there's no sense in us giving them a 1,000-hour free mini course. The opposite of a mini course, by the way, is a mega course. That's the opposite of mini. The opposite's mega, right? So it's like everything you've ever wanted to know about Facebook ads. It's a $5,000 course. It'll take you 6 years to complete, right? Nobody wants that. They want help. They're in pain and they want help. And a mini course really helps them do that. So if you want to learn how we do this, and I peel back the curtain on how to get these 50-to-1 return on ad spend case studies, I'm just going to walk people through basically throughout most of the day on September 22nd. I'm going to walk them through how that works. And behind the scenes, what do the ads look like? What was the strategy? How does it fit in? What did the funnel pages look like? What were the opt-in percentages? What percent of people that opted in for the course actually ended up buying and becoming customers? What was the return on ad spend or the return on your investment? If we spent $5,000 on ads, did that make at least $5,000 at the end? And the secret is, yeah, it did, like big time. And I'm going to be revealing that all. So if you want to check that out and it's before 9/22, then make sure you go to minicourseintensive.com. And check it out. You can sign up there. And there's also a way, if you're not on my email list, you should be. But after the event, like I record it all because it's all a virtual event. It's all on Zoom. I want you there live, obviously, to ask questions, to jump on the hot seat, to implement with me. But if it's after 9/22 and you're hearing this and going, oh, I missed it. That probably was awesome. It was awesome. You totally missed it. And you should still reach out and see if there's a way to get your hands on the recordings of that event, because it's really, really, really powerful stuff. And it's the best thing I've ever done and the best thing I've ever seen in the world of online lead generation. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you have a great week. I know I will. The fall leaves are changing colors here in Colorado, and I've got an event to get ready for. So I will see you in the next episode.